Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's only Tuesday, but we're working for the weekend already.
I got to be honest. This is my only day of work.
I know. Courage.
This is my only day of work. And Adam and I have... I am the weekend right now. Adam and I worked through Wednesday last week, and we were both off for the holiday weekend, which was so nice. But before we get to our holiday weekends... Wednesday afternoon, we had a huge day.
Yeah.
Huge day here. Huge for the program
huge.
Here at WCCO Radio.
Yeah.
Huge. It was huge. That was the day when our dear friend Tom, and I won't share his location, but was the auction winner of one of our NMDP Cure Blood Cancer radio auction. Mm-hmm. And what he won, what he bid on and won, was this prize package from Fratelloni's. So Mike Fratelloni arrived at his home with an electric lawnmower. I'm not good with power tools. So one was a trimmer, an electric
weed
trimmer.
Whip. Yep.
Weed whip.
That's what I a trimmer, weed whip. I call it a weed whip, but yeah, same deal.
Okay, there was a blower. Is that really what
leaf
you call
blower,
it?
Yep.
Leaf blower. And then as a surprise, he brought him an electric snowblower.
Yeah.
So Tom, Mike Fratelloni really sweetened the deal, brought him an electric snowblower, which was very cool. And then brought him all sorts of plants for his front yard. It was like a front yard makeover, which was really cool. And we were supposed to help. And of course, they were really only there to watch me mow a lawn because I've never mowed a lawn before. So there's actual photographic and videographic evidence of this. Our own Matt Gundrum, our social media specialist, is working on the video of this. And I used the electric lawnmower. And honestly, Adam, here's the word I'm going to use. It was satisfying. It wasn't easy. It wasn't fun because I was sweating my ass off out there. I didn't have any headphones in and everybody was judging my lines. Mm-hmm. But... once I finally understood, A, how to use the machine, which really, you just like hold something down. It's so easy. And it's self-propelled, or, you know, you push something and it propels itself.
Yep.
And once I understood the goal of keeping the line straight and doubling up on the line, it was a very satisfying project.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, I definitely screwed up your lawn. And I do think you and David fixed it after I was...
they did.
You know, I massacred that haircut. Okay. But... it was a really fun day.
Well, you buried the lead. You didn't talk about your ride.
It's the Corvette. Because when we arrived at Tom's house, Tom wasn't even waiting for us. What he was taking a friend of his kid for a ride in his brand new Corvette. Yeah. Because Tom had purchased himself a very hot rod red Corvette with a convertible. And oh my goodness, it was a hot day, but that car made it even hotter. And I begged for a ride, and Tom gave me a ride in that smoking Corvette. I will put it on my, when we get the video, I will put me and Tom in the Corvette. It was so fun. It was an amazing car. And also gave Tom and I a chance to just sort of chat and get to know each other. He listens to the show, and I wanted to get to know him. And I did, and it was really nice to spend time together. So, Tom, thank you for the ride. We also catered lunch, So thanks to Dee Bryans for offering lunch. We had lunch in his home. Thank you for opening that up for us, Tom. And we hope you're enjoying all of the new toys and the new landscape.
Great guy. Super nice. Great little neighborhood he lived in. It was very enjoyable. Those Toro products.
Great family.
Battery-operated products are good stuff. Mm-hmm. Mike Fratelloni, good to meet him. Great guy. And Tom had some of his family there. It was excellent. Now, the big question is, are you inspired to, is it Mark who mows your lawn?
No, Tony mows the lawn.
Oh, Tony mows the lawn. Are you inspired to say, Tony, thanks, it's been great, but I have a newfound appreciation of yard work, and I think I want to start mowing my own lawn, cutting my own grass?
As much as I appreciate Mike Fratelloni's instruments of landscape, and that was an incredible device, the electric landscape, I am really in favor of creating jobs here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I do pay Tony to mow the
job
lawn.
Job creator, yeah.
Tony's lawn service does service many, now that I have brought him up from Eden Prairie, he services many of the streets, or excuse me, the homes on my lawn, so I'm happy to help job creation. So Tony, your job is safe. Tony does a better job on my lawn than I could ever do on my own, even with this great new Toro lawnmower. But yes, so the answer is no. But what about you? These are electric products, and what are your thoughts?
I have an I am fully electric when it comes to yard work.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have the Toro. I have Ryobi is the brand. That's the one that like Home Depot sells. I've had since we moved into our house in 2021, I purchased a battery-operated lawnmower, and it's fantastic. I fully recommend going electric with the lawnmowers. They do just as good as the gas. And in fact, I think a lot of people right now have lawn pride because we've had so much rain that lawns are looking fantastic all over.
Yes.
And mine included, came back from the long vacation yesterday, had to cut the grass, and our neighbors are having some work done, and it's the guy from Fireside Hearth and Home was there doing something, and he was walking alongside my neighbor's house as I was cutting, and I was doing diagonal lines, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. He gave me the okay sign.
Said,
as telling me, you're doing a great job. I gave him the thumbs up. Nice. It's good to have somebody to appreciate your lawn cutting ability. Satisfying, I say therapeutic, all great words. Mm. You're right. It's nobody wants to do it when it's 95 and humid. It sucks.
Nope, that's hard.
But, you know, if it's 75 out and the sun is shining, getting out and you're getting a little exercise mowing the lawn, it's great. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, it was a thrill to be up there.
So fun.
And, yeah, the video should be good because we had some fun. And you did a great job. You're like an old hat at mowing lawn.
I still don't know where the clippings go. Like, what happened
you're
to
mulching.
All the grass?
You mulch
so it. I just leave it on the lawn?
The blade cuts it up into small little pieces, and it just disperses. That's why when it gets a little long, you know, you might have some of that dead grass lined up there. But no, I'm a mulch all the way. Bagging grass is a pain in the you-know-what. And I realize when it gets a certain length, you kind of have to do that. But, once the mulching trend hit, it's all mulching now.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, great day. So, Tom, I know you're listening. Love you. Thank you for listening. And thanks for the great day and the wonderful donation to NMDP for our Cure Blood Cancer radio auction.
My wife basically told me over the holiday that she does not like my personality. Is that a problem that my wife doesn't like my personality? I'll tell that story when we get back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I had a great 4th of July, but during the course of our 4th of July holiday, my wife basically told me she hates my personality.
She did now, not say
is that.
Is that
a problem?
Sure.
Can we continue as a married couple if she doesn't like my personality? Here's why I say that. We were with her family. I know them all well, but I'm still they're still in-laws, so it's not like I'm with these folks all the time. And they've got some young kids now. When we started going, the younger kids are now teenage kids and adults, and time flies, you know, that routine. But so if I'm around people I'm not usually around, even people I'm usually around, my go-to is to just be the funny guy. And that's kind of my thing. I don't want to.
You are the funny guy, though. That's who you are.
Right.
You're funny.
That's who I am. And I'm always making a joke about things, or that's kind of how I get along with people, even people who even in times of tension, I'll try to break the ice with something funny. So we're out on the boats and having a great time in the sun and jumping in the water and everything. And so it's my turn to jump in the water, and I go to jump in the water. And as I'm like mid-flight, I scream, "Oh no, my phone. And I'm reaching in my pocket like my phone was still in. And I make
funny.
The plunge. Thank you. And I come up and my wife is like just staring at me. She says, "Always got to get the laugh, don't you?" And I was just devastated by that. I said, "That's who I am. That's what I thought made me attractive to you." Wow, my wife now, you love throwing me under the bus on your show, she says.
You're in trouble.
I am in serious trouble.
I laughed. I thought it was funny.
I'm
the divorce
kidding.
Is not going to be
right.
Your fault, Jeff. It's going to be all his fault.
But I was like, geez, that's like my go-to thing. And somebody texts in, "Wait, our wives are supposed to like our humor? I thought that's what made this work." That's right. And it gets irritating after a while. And I guess the jokes that were once kind of funny are no longer funny. I'm kidding. She's not. It was a very funny moment. And I said, that's like my whole personality is trying to be the funny guy.
It's who you are.
But I was reminded, and I know, you know, I'm the quote Minnesota guy on the show, but I was reminded again, when you get out and enjoy Minnesota in the summertime, and you go on a lake, and there's people enjoying the lake in a respectable way. Mm-hmm. People enjoying the sunshine, no matter what it is. It's just such a great time. And it was just a great week, and we had wonderful time. And even you're going to have little hiccups. But if you can get through it and be like, who cares? Just to unplug. It was a great time. So
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And because I asked Adam this morning when we first spoke at our show meeting, I said, "How was it?" And he said, "Oh, it was the glorious Minnesota weekend that we all want, you know, to experience at least once in the summer. Like when you look back on your summer, that weekend will stand out. You know, you had great weather. You had great people, despite
food.
Your bad humor, Adam.
Great food.
all of the positivity of a Minnesota summer. You can't remember every moment of the summer.
Right.
But this was, and I'm so glad you got that experience. You were lucky it was July 4th. You were lucky it was a little bit of a vacation for you. But I'm so glad that you had that quintessential, beautiful summer weekend that you can look back on. So good for you.
Thank you.
And keep being funny, because you are funny, and Jen loves you funny.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm picking on Jen. I told her to call in and defend herself, but she's obviously busy doing a real job, and
yeah, of course.
I love my wife beyond, and we had a great, don't you love that when you come home and you're just like, just enjoying each other's company, and it hasn't been stressful enough, we're like, oh, I just can't wait for this to be over. You just like realize, and I had one of those moments, and I talk about it on the show all the time, about when we talk about happiness. Happiness isn't about your overlook at every right. single aspect of your life. It's about being in a moment where you're like, oh, this is great, and sucking that moment in and totally soaking it in and realizing this is what it's about. I know it's not going to be like this every minute of every day, but this right now makes all the other BS worthwhile, and I had plenty of those moments.
Good. I'm so glad for you. We've done segments on that on this show. What is that one moment where you felt truly happy? Because that's what happiness is fleeting.
Yes.
But if you get that moment,
that's
you being, you're still a happy person. You can still say that you're a happy person.
And then I looked on Instagram and I saw some video that you posted, and there's a big, like a big figurehead, bobblehead of some sort. What was going on there? Where were you? What happened?
Adam texts me, what? With the big question mark and the explanation and the expletives. Okay. So I, too, had an unbelievably beautiful weekend. Mine was a little different than yours. One of my oldest and dearest friends in the world. We grew up together. We went to camp together. You know, we grew up in New Jersey together. Her eldest daughter was getting married. So she's sort of the first of the friends to have a married child. This is one of my oldest friends. So Mark and I, of course, were going to the wedding. My dear friend married a Puerto Rican. A lot of Puerto Ricans went to summer camp with us. They didn't have necessarily summer camps, or they wanted a break from the Puerto Rican heat. So they would come to upstate New York and they would go to summer camp. And it happened that they, you know, chose our summer camp. And she met her husband, my friend Meredith met her husband in summer camp when we were like 14 or 15.
Wow.
They've been in love ever since.
Wow.
When they both graduated college, they got engaged and she moved from New Jersey to Puerto Rico. He's Puerto Rican and he has a business there and they raised their three girls there and that's where she lives. So I went, of course, they got married in New Jersey. I went there and I've visited my friend Meredith many, many times over the years in Puerto Rico. It's great. So we went down for the wedding. I have yet to go to a Puerto Rican wedding because when she got married, they got married in New Jersey. That's where she was from. So we're at the wedding. Everything starts later in Puerto Rico. Like the wedding started at 8 o'clock. So it was already late, but it was, of course, for dinner, full dinner and everything. So everything is late. It starts. The dinner was served at like 10:30. The band started probably, I'm going to say, at like 9:30. The band did not stop. They didn't even take a break until 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
The party went till 3:30 in the morning. I have never seen people perform for this many hours in a row. Now, did I last till 3:30 in the morning? I did not. I lasted until 1:30 because at 1 a.m. they served breakfast. There was the breakfast bar. So
I love that.
They serve dinner at 10. They serve dinner at 10:30. The music begins. And then, of course, it's a very typical Jewish wedding. You know, there's the huge chorah. Everybody's in chairs. The bride and groom are, you know, up in chairs. Hopefully you've seen videos like that. That's very typical at a Jewish wedding. The chorah goes on for a while. Then, you know, the band starts in with all sorts of music. Tons of Spanish music, Puerto Rican music, American music, anything the couple likes. You know, she's Puerto Rican, obviously. I call her almost my niece, you know, because we're so close. And then he's an American. He grew up in Connecticut or whatever. Puerto Rican music. So at one point during the dancing, and please look on my Instagram, at Jordana Verde. If you look at my Instagram, this huge, you called it a bobblehead. It was a giant head. I mean, Adam, these heads were like, you know, you go to a parade, there were stilt walkers, but then people with these giant costumed heads. It was a black head with beaded, like beads all around. It looked like something you'd see at Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the band, chimes in. Okay, everybody, viva la Puerto Rico! Yeah. And all of a sudden, all of these like Puerto Rican symbols start marching in. They're people, obviously, in costume. Women on stilts holding a giant Puerto Rican flag. Mm-hmm. They're waving the flag. It's over the whole dance floor. The kids are under. We're under. The beat is strong. Everybody is dancing, going crazy. They're handing out Puerto Rican flags.
Yeah.
You know, Puerto Rico is an American territory, but they're not really Americans. Mm-hmm. They're Puerto Ricans. Yeah. They're really kind of their own little nation. And even though they're in American territory. So they're waving the Puerto Rican flag. And I thought to myself, we need to do this more in America. Can you imagine a giant American flag coming out at every American wedding and people just being having all of this pride? Would you think that was weird, Adam? Or would you think that was awesome?
I think that's weird. Okay. And I don't know how many countries would do that, like make it a huge celebration about your country. If you bring that up with me, and then my first inkling is like, if that happens at an American wedding, I know I'm at a very conservative wedding or a very Republican wedding. Okay. When it shouldn't be that way, it's just like, who cares? Mm-hmm. But American pride is American pride. But I think that's, I'm wondering, because were most of the guests from the United States?
I mean, it was split.
Okay.
Her whole family's Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, they grew up in Puerto Rico. So so there's, you know, my friend's family was there also. But remember all the friends and their, but his family, the groom's family. So it was split. I would say it's 50-50.
Okay. I'm wondering if that is the reason for that very Puerto Rican celebration, saying, welcome to our island. Half the family's Puerto Rican. And I think it's great. It's fantastic. I'm just, like, in other countries, is a big celebration of the country? Is a wedding an occasion for a big celebration of country?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But that's what I thought was so beautiful about it. Because it's a small island. And there are few Puerto Ricans, you know, that are true Puerto Ricans. And I loved how much they celebrated their, I mean, are they considered a country? Are they a statelet? Are they a territory?
A statelet?
They're just a like a mini state, a statelet.
They're a U.S. territory.
A U.S. territory. But it was so fun. And we all got into it. And they're waving around the flag. And the music was both Spanish and English. And most everybody, most people spoke both. You know, being down there, I of course don't speak. I can understand a little Spanish, but I'm not a fluent speaker. But it was really a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it was like, and so different. It was more like being in Spain, Adam, because of the lateness of the time. You know, we started at 8 o'clock. We ate at 10 o'clock. Then, you know, dessert was served. Then an entire breakfast bar was brought out at 1 a.m. and the kids partied until 3:30 in the morning. I looked and I was like, oh, I'm done. And some of my friends from high school, you know, that were there were like, Jor, we didn't have cancer and we're done. We're going to bed. We're exhausted. Yeah. We're tired.
Right.
So the parents went up by two. I was in bed at 2:45. That's the longest I've stayed up for a very long time. You'd be proud of
it. Now that I'm thinking about it, so Puerto Rico being a U.S. territory, it's almost like
a celebration
of, like if you went to Texas, I could totally see a big Texas wedding where they're celebrating, hey, everything's bigger in Texas, we're celebrating Texas style. So that's what I equate it to. So that makes perfect sense to me.
Right?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, but I think you're right because it was at least half U.S., well, full U.S. citizens or people who consider themselves American, not Puerto Rican. I think it was also like, welcome to Puerto Rico and this is how we do it here. And and it was, they brought out maracas and noisemakers and they were handing out. It was so fun. I mean, we partied as much as I can party my butt off at 52.
Yeah.
We partied and it was a great time. They were mojitos for everybody.
Oh,
it was really fun.
Was it very hot there?
Good. Very.
Yeah.
Very humid.
Yeah.
Very tropical. And, you know, Puerto Rico is not necessarily a place you go in the summer.
Right.
Because it is very hot. But it was a great weekend. And you would have shaken me. I was so emotional all weekend because this is one of my oldest and dearest friends in the world. And her daughter that got married was in her belly at my wedding.
Mm.
Meredith was one of my bridesmaids. My dear friend was one of my bridesmaids in my wedding in 1997.
Mm.
And Juliana, the daughter, Meredith was 8 months pregnant at my wedding in 1997. And this was the girl who walked down the aisle in the belly at my wedding. And I was watching her get married now. And it was just, and again, a person who didn't know that I was going to live to see my kids' weddings or anyone's weddings. It was a very emotional weekend. And I'm so enormously grateful. And it's worth this terrible cold. It's worth all the things. So I had a great time.
I love it.
Thank you for letting me share.
Of course. Are you okay with your pastor, your rabbi, your imam endorsing a political candidate? Let's talk about that after traffic and weather.
Nobody gets to tell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell me how to vote. You have free speech, and you can say what you want, but when it comes to voting, it's me, it's those little circles, and it's the booth.
Yeah.
That's it. And that is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the IRS has announced this shift in policy by now stating that churches and other houses of worship can endorse political candidates to their congregation and not lose their tax-exempt status, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
You can say what you want. Because in the end, I still get to cast my ballot.
You are your own person.
That's right. If you are a person who is so swayed and under the guise of a religious leader, whether that be a priest or a rabbi or a pastor or an imam or a cult leader, that you're going to do whatever they say, whether they preach it from the pulpit or send it to you in a newsletter or mention it to you at a barbecue, you're going to do that anyway. So whatever they say on the pulpit is their prerogative. If you don't like it, you can leave the church. You can ask them to talk in privately. Hey, why do you endorse this candidate? I'd really like to know more about that. How does our faith factor into that? You can ask questions about it. But you know what? It's still up to you to make your own decision, and you are personally responsible for your own vote. So I am not exercised about the IRS still offering tax-exempt status to people who preach from the pulpit. who preach politics, excuse me, from the pulpit.
Would you grow tired of it, though, if your rabbi week after week would say, hey, look, this is, I mean...
Absolutely. And I might approach my rabbi and say, I don't really like hearing about that. Maybe I'm not going to come to service anymore, or I'm going to go find somewhere else that I'm going to go to. And hopefully they wouldn't abuse the pulpit over and over again. You know, if they say, we just... You know, some, and also, by the way, preachers and leaders, religious leaders have been doing this no matter their tax exempt status.
Yes.
You know how your religious leader feels no matter if they stand up there and say, I demand you vote for this person and not vote for it. It might get old, and you can tell them privately, oh, I'm not a big fan of these sermons where you keep telling me who to vote for. That's on you. But I don't necessarily think their tax exempt status should matter. I think it is also, you know, if they're preaching, go to them privately and say, why are you preaching for this? It seems to go against our values of our religion. Can you share more about that? Or, you know, express that. But I just think they should be, I don't know. It's hard for me. It's hard for the government to tell us what to say and what not to say on the pulpit.
And I agree with you. And in principle, I agree with what the IRS is saying here, and that the agency says that if a house of worship endorses a candidate to its congregants, the IRS views that as not necessarily campaigning, but a private group of people talking about why this candidate is better than the other. And I think you're right. And that, look, that is happening at churches. You're right. I've gone.
It's already happening. And
you know, without explicitly saying, talking about candidates, I've heard pastors, because it aligns with what your, hopefully with what your values in that particular religion are. The thing that worries me about this, though, is the tax exempt part of it, in that this is just a way for more people to fund candidates, and now they can do this through churches without penalties prohibitions that they otherwise would face. And that's what worries me about it. But you're right. You just know. I mean, certain churches you see, even you can tell. I mean, the you have churches that have pride flags out front and say, we welcome everybody. Pretty safe to say you go in there and you're not going to get a very conservative message.
Correct.
And other churches you know that are just, you can just know that. And we get texts all the time about people out in churches, whether here in the Twin Cities or out in greater Minnesota, about clearly they get a very political message when they go. And I don't know if that has always been the case, and now we're just, our antenna are so attuned to it, hearing any kind of message, that we're now just realizing, like, oh, this is a thing. And where we've had this idea in our head all along, church and state are supposed to be separate, but this is always happening. Now we're just, if the message is one that we disagree with, or suddenly it's, we have a visceral reaction to it now that we didn't have maybe 20 years ago.
I would like to think that leaders of religious organizations would do their best to be preaching religion and preaching, you know, the good word, and preaching some positivity and how to bring light into the world, and uplifting their, I'm just about to say constituency, but their flock, so to speak. And I honestly think that if you get somebody who's constantly preaching politics, hopefully they won't last long as a leader of that religious organization. They will receive pushback. So, you know, this is sort of like an evolutionary exercise. I understand that the National Council of Nonprofits says this could open the floodgates for political operatives to funnel money through churches. Well, if that's happening and preachers are kowtowing then to people giving them money to include things in their sermons, I don't think they're going to be the preacher too much longer. I mean, this happens all the time, you guys. When there are divisions in a church or in a synagogue, I see it in my community, people go off and start their own synagogue. Yep. People go off and start their own church.
It
happens all the time. So that's why I'm saying that the IRS changing this policy, I don't know that it's going to have such an enormous effect, because if you don't like the preacher, you leave anyway. You don't go. You go somewhere that aligns with your values and somebody that you respect. And if you know if they're a puppet to the money, you're not going to go there, or you're going to, you know, campaign to get them out. I mean, campaign through your organization, you know, to get them out and bring in a different church leader or when I say church, I just mean any religious organization. I'm just using that as a catch-all phrase.
Just some text here. There's supposed to be separation, church and state. I would love it if churches were no longer tax exempt. Yeah, there's many people that feel that way, and not just only for political reasons.
You can do that too. Yeah.
Another text here. It might be a fast way to lose parishioners. I wouldn't want our pastor getting into politics at the pulpit. And to your point, and to that texter's point, that you're right. You can switch churches. You can go to a different congregation. Mm-hmm. I think part of the worry here is that the influence is far beyond that specific church's congregation. That suddenly, if you've got a Lutheran church, a branch of the Lutheran church or evangelical church or whatever it is, suddenly that becomes aligned with a certain political party because so much money is flowing through there, that would be the issue. And that's what I have concerns about. 651-461-9226. Would love a phone call on this. We're getting lots of texts, but chime in. It is 11:47. We'll be back.
IRS says churches can endorse candidates from the pulpit without losing their tax-exempt status. I'm less exercised about this because I think people already do it. Religious leaders are already doing it. And also, honestly, I think these are good conversations. How I don't want somebody preaching all weekend, every sermon about politics. I definitely don't want that. But let's get the IRS out of the church altogether, if you want. Yeah. You know, that we should separate them all together, but threatening you can't say this from the pulpit or you're going to lose your status. I mean, tattling on people. This is sort of a silly thing anyway. So I think it hasn't been enforced. If you really want to enforce it, let's just separate them all together and say that churches and religious organizations are not
tax exempt.
You know, they don't have special tax exempt status. Yeah. That's fine. But I honestly think that religious leaders can be a good place for people to go and say, hey, how does this candidate fit into our faith? What does our faith say about this candidate's view on that? I don't think we should shy away from this. We look at our religious leaders, or we should look to our religious leaders as sort of, you know, checks on reality and gut checks for us. So I think it's okay to go to your religious leaders and say, what does our religion say about this? I think more conversation about this is a good one. And I think it would weed itself out. If you had all sorts of money coming in, or a pastor or an imam or a rabbi constantly preaching politics, you would quickly learn that those people would lose members of that congregation.
Just some text here. I'm an atheist and don't think average everyday houses of worship should be taxed, but I'd tax houses of worship that pay their preacher more than a certain amount. There's no way televangelists and the like should be tax exempt when they're pocketing millions per year.
I agree with that.
So do I. Mm-hmm. And that's,
I totally agree with that.
When you talk about arguments for making churches eliminating the tax exempt status, I totally, because there's been plenty of people that have made themselves grotesquely rich over their version of the Bible or whatever it is. So I agree with that.
Yeah, the IRS, who cares about this? Take away tax-exempt status. Like, I think I would be okay with that. There is supposed to be a separation of church and state. That's a whole other conversation that we can have.
In my 60s, my dad, who's Methodist, went to church, told him not to vote for Kennedy, got up, walked out, and never went back again. that happens. And if you can have a respectful conversation, like you said, and talk about your faith, and if you're conflicted on that, and even if you push against it and say, look, I see what you're saying about this political candidate or party aligning with some of our values, but I just don't feel comfortable because I have these other issues. That person, whether it's your priest or whoever in the church should be, or synagogue or whatever it is, should be able to say, okay, I respect that, and you are still obviously welcome. And it should be a place where you feel welcome, where you feel that we should have people sitting in the pews next to us who have differing political views, and that should be left outside. We're here to celebrate our religion and our faith, and it's a little troubling when it opens the door for more of that happening. And again, it's the money issue that's the problem. Seems to me to be problematic.
Right. That's why we should totally separate all of that. Someone said, unfortunately, in the South, the church very much tells them what to think. It's their only source of information with no opportunity to go anywhere else. Well, that's unfortunate. And remember, that was happening before this law was in effect. People have been preaching from the pulpit for decades, even though they know they shouldn't have been. That's why this, whatever this new move has no teeth. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change anything. If you really want change, you take away the tax-exempt status all the way.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should take away the conversation. I think if you are, you know, if you have a faith leader, that's somebody that you trust in your life, that you feel is a knowledgeable person, I think by all means you should have conversations about politics and the world and, you know, how faith affects all of that. I think they are unfortunately intertwined character
yes.
and
yeah.
who you should be voting for. And you should search for guidance on that. And a good preacher, a good rabbi, a good imam will know not to get, you know, bring fire and brimstone down on people who don't vote the way they want to vote.
Right.
They should be above that. They should be guiding you through the difficult challenges of the political world that we're living in today. And I don't know, I think hopefully the bad ones, the ones who are taking all sorts of political money, get weeded out pretty quickly.
Yeah, because again, we have so few places now where we go and we are open to
feel safe.
Not only that, but also feel safe in being around a wide variety of opinions and lifestyles we continue to separate ourselves. And I fear that the church is no longer a place to do that. That should not be the case. It should absolutely be a place where you welcome everybody who wants to at least worship the person that you believe in. So,
yeah, and learn and
right
share
on.
With each other.
Yep.
I agree with that. And hopefully they still are. You know, the good leaders of religious organizations are there to help their people, are there to preach the good word. We hope that they are, you know, have taken these jobs in good faith and not to bring politics into people's lives of worship. That seems... but then again... You know, we all know there's many bad eggs out there. Adam, I have to say goodbye to you now for another few days. It's not just
when we got back
cold.
Together. Just when we get back together.
I know.
Well,
Pam Green is turning 80.
Oh, happy birthday.
Pam Green is turning 80. She's not
wonderful.
Happy that I said that on radio, but we are all converging in New Jersey. It is a command performance for Pam Green's 80th birthday party. I'll share pictures online. And thank you all. Thank you, Adam. Have a great rest of your week.
I'll be here tomorrow. Chad is coming up next. Have a great day. After this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.